This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gerson Rosas, who is the president of basketball operations for Minnesota, he believes that he's gotten the next star from that school, and he's with us here on the show, Tiki and Tierney. Gerson, how are you today?
I'm good. Appreciate you being on with you both.
No, it's a pleasure. Take us into the strategy, because Gerson, the general consensus was, not that this necessarily matches your belief, but not our true number one. It could go a couple of ways. Could be Wiseman. Could be Edwards. Could be Bol. At what point were you organizationally sold that, okay, we've identified our player, we're going number one, and that number one pick is going to be Anthony Edwards?
You know, we had an incredible advantage this year, and it's not something that we're all happy about, but being in a pandemic, you go from typically having 6 to 8 weeks to be prepared for a draft to this year having 6 to 8 months. And for us, as we ran our processes, our evaluations, our analysis, our due diligence, it was a very rewarding process for us. And the more we went through it, Anthony Edwards was a guy that really shined and continued to flourish and to stand off. I mean, you talk about, number one, an individual who reclassified to go to college early and should be a college freshman this year, playing at an SEC level and doing some of the things that he did there, mm-hmm. along with his physical and athletic tools. I mean, he's going to come into the NBA as one of the strongest wings, great size, great length, incredible athlete, but he has skill as well. He's a guy that can score. He's a guy that can play make. He's got some tools defensively where he can rebound, block shots, force turnovers. So we saw an incredible amount of talent, incredible amount of upside, incredible amount of potential. But it's the type of wing that's really rewarded in the NBA right now. A big athlete, physical, strong, that can attack the basket. For us, we play an open court system, a lot of transition. Defensively, we want to switch, and he's a guy that can guard multiple positions as he develops into the future. So just too much talent. Very excited about his upside and who he can become in the future.
Yeah, now you mentioned his athleticism and his size, and we now know that football was his favorite sport. He played basketball because he could dunk, and he had some interesting things to say about this, Gerson. And I'm wondering, did it bother you when he said, football is my favorite sport, but basketball is what I do, and I don't even like to watch basketball. Did that bother you or influence in any way?
I mean, I think if you look at any prospect, there's things they said. You're talking about 18 or 19-year-olds. Mm-hmm. A lot of that can be taken out of context. But a big part of this process for us is the ability to spend time with all these individuals. And spending time with him, getting to know him, I think it's different. I think he's a young guy that's mature beyond his age because he's had to go through a lot in his life. And I like that about him. I like his grit. I like his toughness. Now, he's a guy who he's going to be honest with you, and he's transparent. You know, the media criticizes guys because they don't say anything, and then when they say something, they criticize them as well. Ant is just a dude who, if you ask him a question, he's going to answer you. But he's young, and he's naive, and he's still figuring things out. But he's got a special spirit. He's a guy that is passionate and has joy. I love that he plays two stars. I love that we've got a guy that's a former football player that's not afraid of contact and is physical and is aggressive. To me, those are positives. Those aren't negatives. And I really feel like in our organization, in our environment, our ability to develop him, he's going to be the, not only the best player, but the best person he can become.
Yeah.
And the reality is, it's not just about making the right selection. It's about step two, which is developing the guy. Step three, putting him in a position to be successful. And at the end of the day, step four, which is his responsibility and him maximizing his talent.
So we'll talk to Gerson Rosas, who is the president of basketball operations for the Timberwolves. And as we describe Edwards' skill set, you know, it's kind of funny. I'm thinking, I think Jimmy Butler would have enjoyed playing with him. Right, Gerson? let me ask you about Karl Anthony Towns. Let's get a little bit deeper into the roster here. Teak and I met him when he was first drafted, and you know he's got aspirations to be a doctor. You know how he's wired. He's an incredibly smart young man. He's a great kid. He's a great person. Great head on his shoulders. He's got a great basketball skill set. Almost always healthy. I mean, first couple of years played 82 games every year. Mm-hmm. Hits his free throws. Hits threes. Not a great athlete, but a good athlete. Good passer. Why have the wins not translated the way many of us thought that they would? I'm not dumping it out on Karl Anthony's doorstep, obviously, but as the linchpin for this franchise, there's got to be a correlation to, you know, how he performs and how the team does. What's missing?
I think that's a fair question, but you really have to dig into the analysis. Number one, the number of changes that have been a part of this organization, whether it's leadership or coaches during his tenure there, is concerning for a young player, and the changes in system and philosophies, that's something that we want to get away from. We want to build a sustainable model of success here. But Karl Anthony Towns is probably the most skilled big in the NBA, definitely the best shooting big. If you can put a big in a situation where he can be a 40-50-90 guy, mm-hmm. that's incredibly rare, and that's the conversation he's in right now. You know, the reality is now, you know, he just turned 25. The reality is we want these guys to have success overnight, and it doesn't happen like that. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate to be in Houston for a long time, and James Harden doesn't win an MVP until he's 29. Hakeem Olajuwon didn't win a championship until he was 33. You know, with Kat, we're challenging him and ramping him up to where when he enters his prime as a 27, 28, 29-year-old, he's playing at the highest level for meaningful things. And that's my job. It's building the system, bringing the players in that complement him, and challenging him to become the best player he can be on both ends. And we all carry that responsibility. It's not going to happen overnight, but there's a commitment and there's a passion to do the work here in Minnesota, and it's what got us excited right now.
Yeah, no, you should be. And, you know, you have a scouting background, so you understand the roster construction side of this. But when you look at Anthony Edwards, was he brought in because you guys saw him as the best available, or was this a specific, he's going to fit perfectly with Kat and D'Angelo
Russell?
You know, was it more of a fit thing, or was this because he was just the best player in your estimation in this draft?
Our strategy is 100% best player available. And we're fortunate that as we went through this process, as we went through this decision, having Karl and having D'Angelo gave us all the options.
Mm-hmm.
D'Angelo is a guy that can play on the ball, off the ball. So we would, you know, we were open to taking point guards. Kat is, with his skill level, is a guy that you can play inside and out. So that allowed us to evaluate all bigs. But at the end of the day, through every process, through our analysis, through our projections, through our evaluations, you know, Anthony Edwards is just head and shoulders above those other guys. And the ability for us to put them in our system and really maximize them, you know, it added another layer to it. So fit was secondary to talent. Our major focus was finding the most talented player in the draft, and we feel confident we did that.
Got about 30 seconds here. I want to throw two quick ones at you real quick. Gerson Rosas, by the way, the president of basketball operations for the T-Wolves here on Tiki and Tierney. Number one, when you guys woke up yesterday morning, organizationally, did you know for sure it was absolutely Edwards at 7 in the morning on draft day?
We absolutely know. We've actually known for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
It's just
okay.
A matter of you got to play out the trade scenarios and the value of whether we were going to pick or not.
And that was question number two. Was the phone ringing? A lot of teams trying to engage you guys for a swap in number one with a trade or no?
Absolutely. No, we had ongoing conversations throughout after we won the lottery, and we took it all the way down to the clock, because that's my job. I got to make sure that I look at every opportunity to help the organization. But at the end of the day, when it came time to make a decision, you know, for us, Anthony Edwards was the right decision and to not trade.
Well, listen, best of luck with the pick. It's a vibrant sports market, as you know. We've been there for the Super Bowl, the Vikings, the Twins are good again, which is great. Get those T-Wolves back to where they were not that long ago. It's going to be really good for the city. So appreciate you hopping on. That's Gerson Rosas from the T-Wolves. Thank you very much, Gerson. Appreciate it, buddy.
No, thank you, guys. Enjoyed catching up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.